Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show, the broadcast extravaganza that is only this show, is brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day in the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. And the specials now through Tuesday at Brewers Outlet as you get ready for your tailgate this weekend. Yingling Lager and Lager Light, 24-pack cans, $14.95. Great Lakes variety, 12-pack cans, $14.95. And Moosehead, 12-pack bottles, just $10.99. All at Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We'll update you on the baseball scoreboard in a moment. But first, our play-by-play call of the day. History for Tom Brady in Foxborough last night.
Brady with a place fake to Michelle. Stands in the pocket. Bouncing right. Sliding back left. Directing traffic. A lot of time to launch a long high-arcing pass to the end zone. Caught by Gordon in the right side of the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
So sexy, Flash Gordon!
Number 500 in the regular season career of Tom Brady.
Bob Sochi with a cheering Scott Zolak in the background as the Patriots won last night over the Colts, the 500th career touchdown pass for Tom Brady, the third ever to reach that mark. All right. Baseball now will update you to the Astros lead the Indians 4-0 now in the top of the sixth inning. Justin Verlander, a no-hitter through five, and has been backed up by three home runs. Alex Bregman, George Springer, and Jose Altuve have all homered in this game. In fact, the home runs are all solo shots. And it is 4-0 Houston in the top of the sixth inning in game one of the American League Division Series. And game two today will be the Brewers and the Rockies. Brewers won the opener yesterday 3-2-10. Then the Red Sox and Yankees play at Fenway at 7:35, opening game of that series. Game two, Dodgers and Braves tonight, 9:37. And the that game will be game two of the series. Dodgers won 6-0 last night. So there you go. So we were talking about Hlischke early. Now, is he in the building? He is an this is an area of expertise for him.
Yeah, he was actually just stopped by the studio during the news.
And?
He was telling me how close to Danville Suit Light is at. He's tracking the estimated time of arrival of Suit Light returning to Danville for homecoming this evening.
But nothing about what we were talking about.
Hlischke? No. I said to him, you're a connoisseur of Hlischke, right? And he said, yeah, I can take it or leave it. Kind of along the long lines of Chris and Shemokin Dam, kind of like, you know, just having the...
But that's not what he used to say in the show all the time. Oh, it's great. It's awesome. Oh, I love it. Oh, Hlischke. Okay. Must have read that one wrong. Holy mackerel. All right. I thought we were onto something here.
I thought we were, too.
Well, how close is he, by the way, from... I mean, between
claimed he was approaching
me.
Riverside, so that's pretty close. All you do then is cross the bridge and you're all set. He said, oh, wow, my boy could be there in time for the homecoming parade. I guess they have the parade before the football game.
Okay. Between you and me, is he actually going to school? Just asking. I mean, it could be
we're curious.
Both.
We just want to know.
Could be a faux thing. I don't know. I'm just asking. Oh, well.
We're curious.
I'm not really that curious, but I wanted to at least play into the father's mind that it's a possibility. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All right. So that's the baseball playoffs, and now it's going. Okay. And whatever updates we get there, including the fact Verlander's working on a no-hitter. There have only been two in the history of the postseason. Don Larson's perfect game, and, of course, Roy Halladay, when he no-hit the Reds for the Phillies. It's only two no-hitters ever in the history of postseason play, and now they're in the sixth inning, and, well, that's what Verlander has so far. He's got a no-hitter. Ah, good for him.
So Corey Kluber's first six postseason starts.
Mm-hmm.
About 30 or so innings pitched.
Mm-hmm.
22 hits, 3 earned runs, 35 strikeouts, giving up only one home run.
Mm-hmm.
And an ERA of 0.89.
Not now.
Counting today, last four postseason starts, you got 15 innings pitched, 22 hits, 17 earned runs, 9 home runs, and a 10.2 ERA.
A high number. He's your ace. You need your ace to be your ace at this time of the year. So, I mean, you do need that. Antonio Brown, connection with Big Ben like spotty Wi-Fi.
Okay, that's an interesting analogy. All right.
It's like spotty Wi-Fi.
No, that's because Juju is getting more looks.
Well, Juju's getting more looks because Antonio Brown's getting more attention.
Right.
I mean, that's, you know, it's as simple as that. Today, he said, quote, it's like Wi-Fi, you know. Sometimes the connection is poor, sometimes the connection is great, but it's always connected. Go make another commercial. All right. So right now he's making more commercials than catches.
Next time we have Jerry Dulac on the show, we'll have to ask him, hey, whenever you had him on the Monday night, Tuesday night shows that you co-host, did he give you that kind of sparkling commentary?
Me and Ben laugh about you guys creating drama, writing about us. Trying to create adversity and distractions. We actually text about it, laughing. Communicate a lot on texts about you guys. He says, the Steelers offense must find a way to move the chains. Brown said, we will make our plays. We just got to find a way to get this thing rolling.
How about this Sunday? It'd be a great idea.
I'm just trying to win, Brown said. You guys can compare me to him a couple of years from now. They're talking about Julio Jones. Well, I'll tell you, there are two major differences each way on these guys, and one I prefer over the other. Jones has more size, obviously, than Brown does, so he can go up to a different apex and get the ball. Okay, that's his plus. All right, now let me get to the plus that makes Antonio Brown really special. He catches everything. Julio Jones drops balls. I mean, he drops passes. Antonio Brown, I mean, how many times a season do you see him drop a pass? I mean, you watch every game. You watch every minute. You agonize.
Oh, yeah. You gasp here and there. Yeah, it's like, oh, man, didn't get that one. It doesn't happen.
It's not hardly ever.
Yeah, it's very rare. It's not often it happens.
Yeah, not often at all. Hey, by the way, if you don't want to watch baseball tonight, you've got Georgia Tech Louisville at 7 tonight, and you have Utah State and BYU tonight. In case you don't want to watch baseball, and you're done with high school football. Oh, at Salem's Grove, the kick may be at 10 tonight. No, I'm just kidding. We'll have to see about that. That's an unusual situation.
I think they're trying.
For all we know, the breaker box that handles the football field and the lights and everything is on a different circuit.
Yeah, our buddy Zach Showers, who is our Seals stat man, the Z-man over on Eagle 107, he said, yeah, the middle school encountered a power outage down close to an hour ago. Power outage. Oh, there you go. Matt Catrillo just coming in. Power has been restored.
Well, as usual, Matt on top of it and right all set to go. Meanwhile, somebody else is in a back room arguing with himself. Meanwhile, Matt's working. All right, so.
There you go. So, we're good to go then for tonight.
You seem relieved.
I am very relieved.
Well,
I had some multiple scenarios going through my head while Matt was doing the news. Okay, if they don't get the power back, what are we going to do? What's plan B going to be? What's plan C going to be? Okay, that's right. No Penn State game tomorrow. Would they move the game to tomorrow then? So.
Yeah.
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 So we're good.
I can't reveal the name or anything like that. You can look it up. But Penn State basketball got a big verbal today. I mean, a significant one. So you can look it up. After that, I can't say much more other than this is the one they wanted. No. All right.
Even better, if it's been on Pat's radar for quite a while, that's excellent. So.
Yeah.
Well, you've already been to a couple of practices, so I'm just curious the vibe that you're getting. You know, they're coming off a championship season, winning the NIT trophy, first one in, you know, close to a decade or so. So what have you been expecting now? Because we're now a month away from opening tip.
Josh Reeves plays the game like a veteran. He knows when to push, when to pull back, and plays the game that way. John Hara has had a terrific preseason. And again, what I like about John is John does not do anything outside of his capabilities. You need him to rebound, he'll rebound. Offensive glass, he's a beast. And he plays around the basket, he sets screens. Mike Watkins has had a really good preseason. I mean, Big Mike, blocking shots, running the floor. His actual straight line speed is slightly better than before. His vertical is not quite what it was before, but getting better. He's still maybe an inch and a half off in the vertical. But he's been blocking shots. And by the way, appears to be in really good shape. Lamar Stevens is having a flat-out great preseason. He is playing like he looks really, really good. Now, those are four key guys. Jamari Wheeler is playing like you saw him play last year. An absolute pain in the... Okay, a pest on defense. The kind of guy that you hate to face, but man, you love him when he's on your team. His shot is still a work in progress from the outside. Do I think it's a little bit better? Yeah, the form's a little bit better. But he makes so many plays defensively. And it's going to be fun to see him out there playing 25, 30 minutes a game like that. Rasir Bolden is going to be a really good player in this program. He can get to the bucket. He can get inside and get shots. Outside shot is very good. Now, he is not a guy that gets his outside shot on his own. He does have to have an opening to do it. And when he's open, he's going to hit it. Miles Dredd, when I've watched him, has been really good. Shoots the ball really well. Has to be a better defender. There's no getting around. Has to be a better defender. But he's been very good so far. the most improved player for me since I saw them in July is MJ Jones. MJ Jones, I thought, was good and would be maybe a 5 to 10 minute a game contributor. Now I'm watching MJ and I'm looking at a guy that's going to be a 10 to 17 minute a game contributor. He's been really good, can shoot the ball really well. But he's also playing better defense. So, I mean, that's what I've seen so far. From the Trent Buttrick has been good. I think he has had a good preseason so far. And, I mean, that's what I've seen from them so far. Last time I did see them was Monday night. There's no football practice on Monday, so I go over on Mondays in the preseason to take a look at them. I didn't want anybody to think I was being lazy about teams. Oh, stop laughing. We'll come back with more in a moment as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Any update on where Suit Light is right now?
Good question. You'd think he'd be across the bridge and in Danville by now.
And obviously, instead of concentrating on the game, others will be concentrating on travel plans.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's, you know, it's, fans wonder why. That should be a good game tonight, by the way, with Lewisburg over Christie. Don't you think?
Yep.
It's going to be, I think a lot of it's going to be whether Shikellamy can slow down that Lewisburg running game.
It's just amazing with what Max Moyers has done so far. Only a sophomore, only running back here in our area that's over 1,000 yards rushing already. He can also catch the ball, threat scoring there too. So, and that was the big concern a couple of weeks ago with the Green Dragons losing one of their dynamic players, and Loyal Sock lost their starting quarterback a couple of weeks ago in Connor Watkins. But the good thing is with Loyal Sock, the broken collarbone, it's the Connor Watkins experienced a non-throwing mm-hmm. arms. That's the good news there, sir. There is a shot that he could be back by the end of the season or first game of districts for Watkins if mm-hmm. they're able to finish that high up in AAA. But yeah, AAA mm-hmm. is packed and stacked. It's going to be interesting to see as now we're getting down to the final four games. Get down to brass tacks and see how everything's going to play out.
I ask this question in all seriousness. I mean, I know that Shikellamy's had its struggles this year, but they actually still even have a playoff possibility here?
They do. Yeah, they definitely do. I think just with the fact that there's only a handful of teams that are Quad A, District 4 and Quad A, so there is a chance. That's what makes the whole Midwest dynamic so interesting, with their chance to possibly grab maybe three out of their last four. They have a distinct possibility of hosting a home game as well in the first round.
Wow. Okay.
A lot, too, is going to ride as well on Jersey Shore these next few weeks.
Sure. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, that's... Again, you know how I feel about the... Got to be over. You got to be 500 or better to get in. But, I mean, you get in, you get in.
Jersey Shore tonight, by the way, has Southern Columbia. I think we may have an idea as to how that game may go. But that could be. It's like when Seawolves Grove taking on Southern a couple of weeks ago. You just pretty much just, get through it, play the best you can, and then just, go from there.
Right. Now, it is October. Hey, what the heck? It is October.
And I mentioned about, we got to watch out for Jersey Shore. Lewisburg will be playing Jersey Shore next week.
Okay.
That's got Pac-1 ramifications there with the conference.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, the King coming up in the next half hour. Yeah.
He threw caution to the wind last week. I have a feeling he's not going to do that again.
I don't know. It's sometimes when you fall behind, you take more chances. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And don't forget about the specials at Brewers Outlet between now and Tuesday. Yingling Lager and Lager Light 24-pack cans, $14.95. Great Lakes Variety 12-packs, $14.95. Moosehead 12-pack bottles, just $10.99. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And I am in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sean, I will allow you to do the introductions.
The one and only CEO of Jones Metal, the pride and joy of South Windsor, Connecticut. Our Friday tradition, the one and only Kevin Jones.
It's such a pleasure to be here. I'm in Studio 22. I can't wait to go to Brewers Outlet. I'll be there in T-minus. Let me look at my calendar. One, two, I can't count. But I'll be there.
21 days.
In 3 weeks.
Yep, 3 weeks?
21 days.
I just can't.
And I'm going to pick out my roasted peanuts, buy some pickles, and some soda pop.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Then we're going to WKOK, and then we're going to, what's the name of that town, Sean?
What's that?
Who?
Oh, Lewisburg.
Lewisburg.
Yeah.
And we're going there, and then a brief stint there, and we're heading to State College, PA. And
so you're going to come here. You're going to be with me on the other side of the glass.
Yeah. As I said, we're going to WKOK after Brewers Outlet.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. So, and Steve, where will you be?
Sitting where I am right now.
Right there in that right there in that chair.
This is going to be like a bucket list trip of a lifetime. So, of course, I don't know if my wife will like it, but
She'll enjoy it.
She married me. And
I'd like to point out, I think she's a good sport.
Could be worse.
Oh, she's excited. We need that. You know, our last day off was the football game last year.
So okay.
Need to get away. Get away Friday. So
yeah.
We decided to stay. What's the name of that town again?
Lewisburg.
Lewisburg, because it's right on the highway.
So. Right off Route 15. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not going to mop after 4.5 hour drive. I'm not going to want to get back in the car and drive some more. So we will arrive in State College at 5 a.m.
At 5 a.m.? I can guarantee you right now, the play-by-play guy is going to be asleep.
I'll be a pounding on the door. The dogs will be barking.
I was going to say, the four-legged furry creatures will greet you at the door. All five of them. Yeah,
just terrific. That'll be a lot of fun. Look
Wonderful.
Forward to it.
Great.
Just a drunk one. He's been up all night.
Oh, that poor dog. I do pick on that dog. I do refer to it as drunk all the time.
So I wish the people could see. You got to see what he does with him, Sean. It's so funny. The dog looks like he's drunk. He just. Who was that comedian?
Foster Brooks.
Foster Brooks.
Foster Brooks. He looks just like Foster Brooks. I freaking die. It's so funny. He just kind of looks at you like, what up?
Let me put you this way. That dog is right in the middle of the opioid crisis. So
explains everything. Hey, you know who I'm doing work with now? You remember Jurgis?
Sure I do.
Yeah.
So you own
his
grandson. You own the building where Dad had the second shop.
Yeah. Yeah. So, remember the barn in the back?
Yeah,
there was a barn in the back with an old T-Bird in it.
Thunderbird in it. Yep.
Thunderbird. Yeah.
Yep.
He took that barn. He turned it into what's called Boat Works, and he's very successful. But I was in there today, right?
Yep.
Delivering parts, and I go down. I'm standing there waiting for him to come down because he's got an upstairs loft in there and everything. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
And a bottle just fell off the shelf.
Oh.
Freaked me right out. Mr. Jurgis is here. The guy comes downstairs. He goes, did that bottle just, like, fall off the shelf? I said, yeah. Yep, it did. Because Mr. Jurgis used to bring me in the barn and show me the car.
Yeah, I remember Dad bringing me in and showing me the car, which was neat. That was a really cool thing.
Yeah.
Because it was, I want to say it was a 57... T-Bird?
I have no idea.
I think it was a 57 T-Bird.
Yeah.
Which was really cool.
Yeah, really cool. I was like, wow. But now it's the boat place, so.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, but he looks just like his grandfather. I'm just looking, he's big, you know, tall.
Yeah.
Nice guy. But he was just a little kid when we were there.
So, yeah, no, I remember.
Yeah, well, he come down here one day. He said, do you remember me? And I said, no.
said, it was always a positive way to start.
He says, what was Jurgis' first name? I forget. George? Maybe? It doesn't matter. He says, I'm his grandson. I said, oh, my God. I remember you. You were little.
The funny thing is, I don't remember his first name either because Dad always referred to him as Jurgis.
He never
referred to him by his first name.
Sean, this guy owned all the land on the street that we're on. This was all farmland. All of it. And he sold all of it. And he was a millionaire back in the 70s.
I mean,
but the soles of his shoes were falling off. You would never know the guy was a multimillionaire.
No, that's true. He sold a lot of land to Monsanto.
Yep.
And part of that, what Monsanto did was, Monsanto had all these large sod fields.
Yep.
And, for example, all the sod at Shea Stadium, that was all from there, from the farm.
And Fenway Park.
He did Fenway Park, Shea Stadium, the whole deal. He sold all that.
Yep. that they still grow sod down behind the old post office.
Yep.
It's every year, and it's beautiful. It's cool to watch them roll it and haul it and all that. Anyway, I guess we better make football picks. I just thought that was kind of neat. It's another blast from the past.
It is neat.
So. Yeah.
So anyway, I did good again last week. So.
Yeah, everything's going really well.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Our week five picks. Steve went 4-1. I was 3-2. And as I mentioned earlier, Kevin throwing caution to the wind, but ended up 1-4. So we stand after 5 weeks. I am 19-7. Steve is 18-8. And Kevo, 13-13.
I got you right where I want you.
Sure, that's an interesting strategy.
Yeah. Spin it any which way you want.
All I can guarantee is I'm doing my homework and I'm coming up with what I'm coming up with, and it just is not working.
So here's the bottom line. I'm not going to pick whatever he picks, put me down for. You'd be amazed at how you can protect the lead.
How do you think I won every year?
Oh, crap. Now I got to go first.
Ahead. Go first.
So, Sean, you go. Because always remember, for the lead dog, the view never changes.
Yes. All right. So our six-pack of games this weekend. We'll kick things off with noon tomorrow on Fox, the Red River rivalry between Texas and Oklahoma. I think the Sooners have a better red zone offense than Texas, but if Texas wins, this is the signature win that they have been looking for, because this has been a rough patch that they've been going through for several years. But just because of the way they maneuver inside the 20, I'm going to take Oklahoma.
Texas much better than they were, especially defensively. I think, though, that this comes down to a quarterback thing. I think Kyler Murray, especially with his athleticism, a little bit better. Oklahoma, a little bit better.
Okay. I studied this. I'm telling you, Texas is going to win the football game.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oklahoma's got the 91st defense in the country. Their defense is pitiful. They have played nobody this year. They have no signature win this year. This is the first top 20 team that they're playing. Texas got wins over TCU. I forgot the other one. But I really like Texas in this game.
I think Texas is
hyped up because they're finally winning games they're supposed to win.
USC's the other big win.
Yeah, USC.
But they lost at Maryland. So.
Yes. Maryland's pretty good this year.
They're all right. They're good.
Yeah. So I got Texas. Here we go again.
All right. 3:30.
The only way I'm going to get back in it. So if I pick the same ones you do.
Well, I said last week. So.
I can't win.
3:30 Saturday, CBS.
I figured that out all by myself.
Week for you.
Yeah. LSU in Florida tomorrow.
Well, I can't believe Florida won last week. I can't believe it. I'm going to go with LSU. I think Florida's okay, not great. Offensively, LSU is just not very good. But defensively, I think they're really good. So I'll go with LSU.
Well, if Florida can avoid the turnovers, they can pull this off. I'm going to go with Florida.
I'm going with LSU because they've got some serious big-time wins off of Miami and Auburn. Those are big games, and they got the wins. And I got LSU.
Prime time tomorrow night, Notre Dame and Virginia Tech.
Notre Dame will crush this group like a grape. The first game that Virginia Tech played against Florida State, I remember I picked Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching that game, and I'm thinking, wow, Virginia Tech's a lot better than I ever dreamed. it turns out that Florida State's worse than I dreamed. I'm going with Notre Dame. You know, I think Notre Dame's defense is really, really good. And it goes back to, remember talking to Todd Blackledge last week. He had just done Notre Dame Wake Forest. And he's saying, he says, Steve, their defense is really, really good. And Brian Kelly likes their defense a lot. So I'm going Notre Dame.
Yep, I got Notre Dame.
Yeah, I don't have any question Notre Dame will win. I think they're a Final Four team this year. They're really good. So I was really impressed what they did to Stanford.
Yep, they're set up for that. They could get in the Final Four. Got a shot.
Yeah, absolutely. They got a good schedule.
I mean, look.
They have Lane signature State. Wins. I mean, when you're beating big-time teams, you've got to. They're going to have to lose before I don't pick them again. Of course,
Lane Stadium's going to be crazy. Lane Stadium's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
I like Virginia Tech too, but I just think
Penn State plays them in 2020 down there, just two years away.
That'll be a good.
Yep.
Crank up, Enter Sandman. All right, NFL stuff for Sunday. One of the signature games of the day, Jacksonville at the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, 3 years ago, you would have been put in an insane asylum for saying that.
Very true.
I'm going to go with Kansas City. I just think because they have more offense with Mahomes as opposed to Blake Bortles. And plus playing at home, too. Kansas City didn't play a lot of home games.
I will also take the Chiefs.
Yeah, I got the Chiefs. The Chiefs, again, you're going to have to see them lose before their offense is really good. But it's still early in the season. That's when Andy Reid wins. So.
And it's still early in this Patrick Mahomes run. I mean, you just wonder what week is, you know, they're going to finally come down to earth and there will be a hiccup.
Well, it could be this week with that Jaguar defense.
Which is good.
Can they stop them? But like Steve said, the Jaguars' offense is, you know, questionable.
Well,
so.
No Leonard Fournette this week, too.
Yeah, he's out. And, I mean, I'm watching Monday night, and Mahomes made a play where he got out and he ran. Okay, a play we've seen how many quarterbacks in the history of man make? And they yell out, "Superstar Patrick Mahomes!" Click TV off. As a don't hype it. Don't hype the game.
Once
just do
I get
the,
enough
just,
video on him. We'll see if he responds. So.
Just do the game. Don't hype it.
Yeah, I know. Why don't you do national games? You're so much better than these guys.
Well, you're also extremely prejudiced, but thank you.
No, I'm not.
We are.
I'm telling you, I'm not. You telling me that was a good broadcast last night? What did Troy Aikman tell you that you didn't already know?
He's
Next
actually
question.
Pretty,
I'm serious.
Okay. Well, I will admit this about analysts. Working with Jack Hamm on football and working with Dick Girardi on basketball, because they talk about all the stuff that people don't see. They spoil me so much that I have a lot of trouble watching TV games because they've kind of spoiled me because of how good they are.
To me, it's a television production now. Everyone's bragging about Tony Romo. Please. He is about as annoying as it gets. I turn the sound off. I can't even listen to him. You know, just announce the game. Tell me something I don't know, you know? So, anyway, I'm out. Go ahead.
Oh. Your faucet's leaking. I just told you something you didn't know.
No, I do.
All right. A couple more to get to before we get out of here. Green Bay and Detroit.
Green Bay, I don't know. Detroit is, there's something missing. You know, there's something missing with them. They're really good in a lot of areas, but it's not enough to overcome the areas they're not good enough in. I'm going to go with Green Bay.
I'm going to take Detroit. Sometimes Green Bay struggles in domes, especially in Detroit. So I'll go with the Lions on this one.
I tend to agree with Steve. Detroit is good, and then it's the same Detroit team, and I'm not locked in on the head coach and whether or not he's got control of his team. I got the pack.
Eagle 107, Sunday afternoon, pregame at 3. Kickoff 4:25 with Merrill, Mike, and Howard. You got the rematch of the NFC Championship from last year, although a little different with Kirk Cousins coming in, Minnesota and the Eagles.
I'll say this, Minnesota needs the game. They are the single most baffling 1-2-1 with all that talent. I'm going to go with Minnesota to win the game.
I am also taking Minnesota.
Trader. I got the Eagles.
Traitor, what?
I am totally screwed. So.
You're a traitor, man.
What?
Yeah. First chance you got to jump off the bandwagon. We carry the games.
I can't believe you're not taking the Eagles, Sean.
I'm going back and forth on this one.
Well, nobody could tell by change.
Nobody could tell by how quickly you made your choice. I don't know. I'm going Minnesota. It sounds like you're waffling to me.
Yeah,
I'm taking the Vikings and willing, as I have in the past on many of these picks, to go down in flames.
Well, I'm giving you a lot of here.
There's still that Giants Cowboys thing last year where everybody knows. Okay,
so
I know the Giants have no chance. I cannot pick Dallas to beat the Giants. I can't. It's just deep-seated. It goes back to the early 60s.
Then you will never win.
Well, it's like me on purpose trying to keep the Steelers out of this segment.
So. I will proudly take losses. Okay? Proudly I will take losses. It's just the way it goes.
I mean, if
I pick the Cowboys to beat the Giants, I then need a cleansing bath.
One day they'll win.
Yeah, someday. not in time to help me. Hey, 5-2 Astros now in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Go Yankees!
Tanaka against Sale tonight.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Oh, yeah. Does Sale throw over 92?
That's a big question, because at 97, yeah, he's unhittable. At 91, 92, he's not.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.